Welcome back to another episode of the Hella Sis Dorsey podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking all about what should you do if you're thinking about leaving your 9-to-5. Now, I know that's a big decision, but I have some tips for you, okay? So, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself, what would it look like if you stayed? Now, if you're in a toxic environment, I would definitely say you need to reassess and you need to think about what it's going to look like if you stayed in that toxic environment. Write the pros and cons down. Definitely think about your overall health. Think about your well-being. Think about your mental state. I know money is great, but not all money is good. You know, we live in a society where it's all about money, no matter how you get it. But they put so much emphasis on money and not enough on happiness and not enough on just your overall health. I mean, you could be the happiest person shoveling snow for $10 an hour and that lights you up. And I know you're going to say, but Candace, everything is so expensive. Yeah, everything is so expensive for now. Okay. It's a period that we're living in. So at the time of this recording, it's 2023, October 2023. And we're living in a period where everything is expensive, but you have to think about where we came from. This is not going to always be like this. There is a cycle and there's a period. It's expensive now. You kind of have to pivot and think about those things. Also, think about what's happening and what's going on with the job market now. Like, there's so many jobs available now than it was before. At least that's what the news says. Probably not, but what am I to say? But think about those things. Like, if you stayed in the environment that you're in, what is the overall effect it's going to have on you and your well-being? If you like your job, but you want to do something different, I would definitely say maybe talk to your manager or another department. Do like how I do it. You know, if it's a position that I want to work in when I was there, I would do the work. I will actually go to that department, or I will actually say, hey, can I help you out? Those type of things, just to switch things up. But for now, we are actually talking about leaving your 9-to-5. Ask yourself, what would it look like if you stayed? Number two, the pros and cons of leaving. So write down a list of pros, write down a list of cons. Don't jump emotionally. I want you to check your emotions. And this is one of the things that I had to learn how to do is check my feelings. So every time I would get upset or emotional about something or keep saying, I want to leave, I had to sit down real quiet and say, okay, what is my response to this? Okay, am I responding emotionally? Or am I responding logically? And I kept doing that for, I know, about a year and a half to almost 2 years before I actually left. And I kept having to check myself because I'm like an emotional person. Like, I sometimes can do things out of emotion. I guess that is the women in us, that we do things out of how we feel. But sometimes it's good to just take a step back and listen to your emotions, listen to your thoughts, be aware of your feelings, and think about it and say, is this a decision that I am doing as an emotional response? Okay, so write down your pros and cons of leaving. Okay, number three, do you want to get another job or work for yourself? So I like to talk about working for yourself because I think that is the most rewarding, but also it could be the most stressful, but at least it's your stress and not somebody else's stress. But working for yourself is awesome. It really is. So think about, do you have a side hustle already that you want to hone in on and do a full time, or do you currently have a business already and you're feeling like you're working full-time in that business and then working full-time at your current job, a lot of people, they, until their business takes off, that's when they leave. I would say logically that actually makes sense. But if you're in a position where you're at is too much for you, is too toxic, then I would say it's time to assess and it's time to work on that exit strategy. Okay. Right. So I'm going to do a quick recap. Number one, ask yourself, what would it look like if you stayed? Number two, write down the pros and cons of leaving. And number three, do you want to get another job or work for yourself? And I want you to really think about those questions. Write it down. Okay. All right. So that's the end of this episode. Until the next episode, I will see you then or talk to you then. Bye.